Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm here to tell you guys today that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you were designed to heal, you desire to heal. And if you've never heard our show, it is all about not just telling you how to be healthy and well, but equipping you, right? We want to give you the tips, tools, resources you need to take your health to the next level because we believe that you deserve to experience true health and healing on a deeper level. We believe that you deserve to be functioning optimally. And why would we not help you get there, right? And so this show is about debunking the myths about what we've always thought our health is and our health to be. It's the show is about giving you truth when truth is maybe not very popular, right? It's an unpopular thing to be truthful in our culture. And at the end of the day, realize that you're the one that is responsible for your health, that the power of choice, the power to choose is in your hands. And once we can wrap our head around that, then we start seeking out truth when it comes to what we can do or not do to our body that's going to impact us for how long? For the rest of our life. Once again, my name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. And we are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. Listen, is it unpopular right now to be focused on health promotion? Yes. Why? Because mainstream media isn't talking about it, right? Well, this is the best information you're going to get when it comes to health promotion. Health promotion, that's what it's about. We can't avoid things in our culture. We can't just wear a mask and get through life. We can't avoid people. We can't avoid human contact or human touch. We absolutely need that. So what's happened over the last 2 years is absolutely blasphemy for what our body actually needs. And so I'm here to tell you today, specifically, we're going to go over some amazing things, especially this time of year, of things you can do today to not only prevent back pain, that's the first layer, right? But how to stick to your New Year's resolutions, like what you can do to take your health to the next level and keep it there. How do we use nature to our advantage? How can we stay active in nature? Some of these things are going to be like, yeah, I do that. Some of you are going to be like, well, I haven't done it in a while. Thank you for the reminder, right? And that's okay too. And so I will tell you that we have three different camps of people that listen to our show day in, day out, or week in, week out. One camp is people who are super healthy. They want to do everything right preventatively. They take all the supplements we talk about. They're patients in our clinic. They exercise every day, and they are the top 1% of our culture, right? When it comes to health. Then you have the other side who maybe it's the bottom 40%, meaning they're sick, they're suffering, they're on multiple medications. They've been told they have a chronic illness and it's not ever going to go away, right? Maybe they've lost hope. Maybe they've taken the levels of the diagnoses they've been given and they've worn it as a shield of honor or a badge of honor. And it's part of their identity, whether it was consciously or subconsciously. And then we have, I think, the most concerning population that we talk about is the majority of the population, where people are straddling the line between drugs and surgery and wellness care. People don't even really know what wellness care is, right? They're straddling this line. And listen, if you're in between, you can get run over because we start to justify things. We start to lie to ourselves. We start to say, well, it's not that bad yet, or I'm just fine. And so if you're listening to the show now, you can figure out what camp you're in. But I'm going to take time today to really hone in on the fact that if you have a symptom and you're doing nothing about it, it's time to wake up. If you have a symptom and you're doing nothing proactively to correct the cause of that symptom, it's time that we change. We have to wake up and become sensitive to what our body is saying and start taking responsibility and to be proactive with our health, because you deserve to be. You deserve it. Your body deserves it. The people that love and care about you most deserve it. But if you're 20 pounds overweight and you just accepted that, if you are on drugs and you just accept that, if you have headaches and you just accept it, there's a level of acceptance that's okay. But when we start to use acceptance as an excuse, that's when we got to wake up. That's when we got to wake up. So if you're listening to the show this today and you're like, I need to schedule a new patient appointment, I have to schedule a new patient appointment, you have the opportunity to do that today. On today's show, you can literally text in or call in to the number I'm going to give you. It's my personal phone number, and I can schedule you for a new patient appointment. Why? Because if I don't give you the offer to do so or the opportunity to do so, this just falls on deaf ears. And you're like, that was a great show. He sounds down to earth, but I don't know. Maybe it's not for me. Listen, guys, if you have a symptom and you've done nothing about it, it's time to see if we can help. I no longer want to hear from people who come into our office, whether it's their first visit or their 100th visit. I hate the conversation when they say, I wish I would have heard about you sooner. I wish I would have came in sooner. They always say, why did I wait to come into the clinic? As our clinic is focused on the five essentials. Number one is the health of our spine. If your spine is not healthy, your body cannot be healthy. I don't care what books you read. Research shows that if your spine is damaged, you cannot fully heal and function at an optimal percentage, right? So your spine has to be healthy. That is the chiropractic component. And then we talk about mindset, which is we're focusing on changing our mindset around how we view health, what we do with our health, how to become counterculture. And this is something that we do in our clinic day in, day out. The things that we have on the wall, the things that we send out on email, the things that the workshops that we do for you, all these things are designed to change our mindset and really put the power of responsibility and choice back into your hands and to give you the tools and resources you need to really become counterculture. And then three is we look at nutrition. We focus on the nutritional components in our body, the nutrients, the minerals that we need to fuel ourselves on that level to really prepare us for life, right, on a daily basis. And then four is we look at exercise. We got to make sure you're moving on a daily basis. If you're not moving on a daily basis, guys, exercise is not a luxury. Exercise is an absolute necessity. I'll say it again. Exercise is an absolute necessity. And number five is detoxing. Are we detoxing to the level that we should? Are we detoxing to the level that we should? And do you even know how to detox? Listen, if you're not detoxing your lifestyle, the things that we buy or don't buy or put on our body or in our body, if we're not detoxing our lifestyle, hey, we're going to detox to retox over and over and over again. Do we have amazing supplements in our office? Yes. Do we highly recommend them? Yes. Do I take them? 100%. But if I have a toxic lifestyle and I continue to retox and retox and retox, that's a lot of work on my body, right? So you have to start by detoxing your lifestyle, and then we start to detox your systems, right? That's what we do in our clinic. That's a huge part of our office. And I will tell you this right now, that if you're listening to the show and you say, man, I didn't know that they're not just like a typical chiropractor. No, we're completely different, guys. We focus on spinal correction, not just pain. Like literally, I want to take your spine from point A to point Z, and I want you to heal through the process, right? That's what it's about, healing through the process. And so if you're listening now and you say, I want to come to this clinic. I like what this guy has to say. I have a symptom that I've never dealt with. It's time to start dealing with it. And you don't know what to do. This is the first step. Okay. First step is, how about we do this? How about you call or text in right now to schedule a new patient appointment? What happens at a new patient appointment is this: we sit down with you. We go over your health history. We go over where your health is currently. We talk about where your health is going to go, or let's just say your health goals, right? And then we do a complete nervous system evaluation, including a scan, posture, range of motion, and a full set of x-rays. We know your spine has to be in proper healthy position in order for you to heal and function, and the x-ray shows exactly where that is, okay? at that first appointment, normally it's $150 for a new patient appointment. But if you're listening to the show now and you call in right now, that's the key. You got to call in right now. It's only $60. So literally you save $90 by calling in right now. When you call in, I will answer the phone. And if I don't, I'm going to call you right back, but you have to leave a voicemail. Okay. When you call in, I will answer the phone or get a voicemail from you. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment in our clinic within the next week. And we'll take the $60 payment over the phone to hold your appointment time. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Okay. Now, our office is located in Rock Hill. We're at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. We have people travel all over to our clinic from far or near. And the key is to call now for a new patient appointment. So the number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Okay. Now, guys, I want to tell you this. I wanted to tell you this, that there's things that are happening right now in our culture this time of season where people literally stop being healthy. So like maybe they start January 1st. Well, you know, the National Quitting Day, right? Coined by some exercise applications where they see the biggest drop off is January 19th. January 19th. So literally January 19th is the quitting day, they call it. So it's New Year's resolutions. What can we do to stay on track with our New Year's resolutions? Here's a couple tips, right? Number one is focus on the future by looking at your past, meaning know who you are. This will identify your common themes, the common personality traits that you have, that maybe whether you stick to the goals or don't stick to the goal. Analyze past goals to identify why you did or didn't hit them, why they did or didn't work. Look at your past. It will help you approach the future, okay? So no, when you know what you didn't work out or what did work out, you develop a different approach, right? Or the same approach if it did work out. Number two is make your goal a habit. I know it sounds simple and everyone gets that, but make your goal a habit. Did you know that research suggests that 40% of what we do each day is due to habits? If there's a certain time of the day that works to check in on your goal or work towards your goal, if you're a morning person, if you're a midday, evening person, listen, you got to set an alarm on your phone to check in on your goal. If we don't check in on our goals and our game plans, then guess what? It doesn't become a habit. And guess what happens? Life takes over. How do I know that? Because I've been there, right? I've been there. Even this year, I've already seen some things drop off that need to get back on track, right? But I have to recognize that I have to be intentional about that habit, because that's what's going to lead to transformation, right? And then three is celebrate your progress. So one is focus on the future by looking at your past. Two is make your goal of habit. And three, celebrate your progress. Who doesn't love small rewards, right? I mean, I'm ingrained to be like, okay, I'm only going to celebrate the big rewards. I like that self pressure. I like that stressing myself out a little bit, but we got to realize that we got to celebrate those wins. Celebrate the progress. Don't just celebrate the result. Celebrate the progress. And so I believe if we do these three things, and if you follow with what we do in our office, we're in the midst of a weight loss challenge right now. If you're following what we're doing in the clinic on the line, guys, you're going to be hitting your goals and being so much healthier and look younger, feel younger this next year than you were last year. It's just a fact, right? So once again, if you want to schedule a new patient appointment, call the office now. The number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing on ways to avoid back pain, five ways to avoid back pain. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Guys, we are in the midst right now in our culture of people who are standing up for their personal rights, their personal health. And we are also in a midst of our culture where people are sheeple, where they're following what the media is saying. They're following what Big Pharma is saying. Follow the dollar, guys. You will find the truth. Okay. You will find the truth. And so I know a lot of people that come to our office with different belief systems. And you know what? I love that. I love the different belief systems. I love the different, candidly, I like the different perspectives. Right? I like that. And I wanted to encourage you because a lot of people listen to the show and they come in and they might be like, oh, COVID doesn't exist. And then other people are like deathly afraid of COVID. And you know what? I support you in your belief system. I really do. I'm here to help you achieve health. Achieving health is not done out of fear, though. Achieving health is not done out of avoidance. Achieving health isn't done out of just not becoming sick. Health means your body must be healing and functioning 100%. It is not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. That is health. So your body must be healing. Now, does feeling good always determine health? No. Look about cancer, heart disease, diabetes. Many times when the diseases are building in the body, you don't feel it. You don't even look bad, right? On the flip side, does being healthy mean you always got to feel good? No. Think about a fever. Do fevers feel good? No. But what is a fever trying to do? It's trying to help your system. It's trying to fight off viruses and bacterial infections to benefit who? You. Your body is trying to help who? You. Back in the day, this 50s, 60s, 70s, even early 80s, they said that if a kid has a fever, support the fever. I mean, put wool socks on, double up their clothes, take a hot shower or hot bath, make sure they're hydrated, monitor the fever, but don't medicate the fever. Now, what do they tell parents? If there's a slight fever, medicate the fever. Why? Because we're scared of feeling bad. Think about that. We're scared of feeling bad. So it's time that we wake up and change our view of what true health and healing is. Think about allergies, especially in St. Louis. We blame our allergies on the weather. Come on, I'm probably talking to you. Guys, do you realize that our body should be able to adapt to weather changes? Come on, who's with me? Our body should be able to adapt to weather changes. If we are truly fearfully and wonderfully made, which I believe that to the core of my being, I believe God designed us to heal and function fearfully and wonderfully made. Our body's designed to heal, desires to heal, whether you believe in God or not. If you cut your hand, your cut heals. Your cut heals. Your hand heals, right? If you're exposed to a viral infection, what happens? Your white blood cells go what? They go up. If your body's exposed to some type of infection in food or, you know, raw bad food, right? Food poisoning. What does your body do? It tries to get it out one way or the other. Is this me on that? If we're exposed to a virus, our body creates an internal temperature, an internal fever to fight off the infection. Guys, think about this. Our body's always working on our behalf. That is a miracle. That is a miracle. But guess what? Getting healthy doesn't mean you have to feel good all the time. We're in this feel-good culture right now. And just quite frankly, I'm sick of it across the board. Right? I mean, this isn't just with health, it's socially, right? I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. People are scared to be challenged. People are fearful of being questioned. Listen, you can't get to your foundational belief system that you developed in your mind and your heart until things are questioned. Questioning is okay. So if you're questioning your current state of health, if you're questioning what you've done to your health or done with your health for years, what your medical doctor says is what is health, listen, I'm continuously questioning, what is health? How do I get there? How do I take my health to the next level? Okay, this new research came out. Maybe what I always thought was wrong, right? You got to stay on the front end of this because if you're not intentional and conscious about how to achieve health and take it to the next level, man, you are going to lose it. You're going to lose your health. And so I'm here to tell you that we are an advocate for you. I'm an advocate for you. You're not even a patient yet. Everyone, by the way, everyone ends up becoming patients in our clinic, just so you guys know. Why? Because there's no other place to go that's going to focus on health promotion. That's what it's about, is promoting your own health, promoting the healing capacity of your body, supporting the healing capacity of your body. Listen, the body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. Wrap your head around that. The body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. Are you willing to focus on health promotion and healing? Are you willing to do that? Take it to the next level. If you have a symptom, you know nothing about it, and you haven't made an appointment in our office yet, guys, I don't know why you wait. Why do people wait? I honestly don't get it. How do I not get it? Because we see miracles happen in our clinic all the time. When people have suffered with asthma, allergies, headaches, low back pain, heartburn, you name it, we see people suffering with symptoms for so long. And honestly, they're stubborn, or they don't think we can help. They don't think chiropractic is the answer. And they come to the office finally, and we're their last hope. And they say, I don't know if you can help me. And I said, listen, we're going to do everything we possibly can to help you, and we're going to expect miracles outside of it, right? We're focused on health and healing, and the body needs to respond. Right now, are there some challenging cases? 100%. Not everyone's perfect. But I'm telling you right now, if you haven't tried to see if we can help you with your symptoms yet, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment in our office where we'll sit down with you, go over your health history, go over your current state of health, and go over your health goals. And then we'll do a complete nervous system evaluation, checking your posture, range of motion. We'll do a nerve system scan and do a full set of x-rays. Why? Because we have to see what your spine looks like so we know how your body can heal and how it is healing. Normally, it's $150 if you're walking off the street, but if you're listening to the show now, it's only $60. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. Why do we have you call now? Is because that way we made appointment times for you so we can get you in as soon as possible. Now, if you call now, if you get a voicemail, I promise you I'll call you back, but you have to leave a voicemail and you have to call now. And I tell you, why do I say that? Because I'm so urgent about your health that I want to make time for you to come into our office and see if we can help you get well and get to the root cause of any issues you might be having. As I said, normally it's $150 if you were to walk into our office. But if you're listening to the show now, it's only $60. So when you call, we'll get you scheduled for a new patient appointment. We'll take the $60 payment over the phone, which holds your appointment time. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever, but you have to call now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Okay, so there's five ways that we can prevent or avoid back pain, right? Five ways. So one is exercise more. I know it sounds simple, but physical activity, if done correctly, can actually reduce inflammation in your body and actually reduce inflammation in your joints. Okay. Number two, analyze or look at your desk chair. Okay. Now, if you spend a lot of time sitting, one, that's not good for you, right? But the average American, get this, the average American sits for 32 years of their life. Think about that. Sitting for 32 years. So some of us, it's a third of our life, right? Think about that. It's crazy how much we sit. And that puts a tremendous amount of stress on our spine. And if we're going to be sitting, we have to have the best desk chair possible. Okay. So you have to have good ergonomical chairs, right? Three is ditch the skinny jeans. This is interesting. So clothing that is too tight can interfere with walking, sitting, and bending. It actually interferes with our proper biomechanics. Who would have thought that skinny jeans can actually hurt your spine? It's interesting to bring that up because I think about the patients who wear tight clothes and their biomechanics are just off. They don't full gain range of motion when they walk. And so be careful what you're wearing. Okay. Four, don't sit on stuffed pockets, specifically men. If you carry your wallet in the back of your pocket, you just got to stop. You got to stop. You got to take the wallet out the back of your pocket. I know you've been doing it since you were 6 years old, 7 years old, but you got to take the wallet out. Why? Because you're sitting on a wedge for your entire life. You're sitting on one hip higher than the other entire life. Unless you switch your wallet from side to side. I don't know very many men that do that, but I would encourage you just to take the wallet out, put it in the front pocket or, you know, put it somewhere safe so you don't need it. And then five is carry a briefcase or handbag with an adjustable strap. Wear it over your shoulders for better weight distribution. Meaning, don't carry a one strap on your shoulder. Don't, because then it's going to cause your hip to be higher, your shoulder to be lower. It's going to cause a mess, right? And so when we look at the five ways that can avoid back pain, I would also throw in a sixth way is how you sleep at night, the posture of sleep at night. If you don't address this and you don't even acknowledge it, I think you're doing yourself a big disservice. And so I would encourage you that if you're willing to try to be healthy and well, you can't just change your spine with posture. What happens is you have to change your spine to have good posture. Does that make sense? So you can't just change your posture without changing your spine. The x-ray shows exactly where there's damage in the spine, exactly what we got to do to change it. And once we change your spine, you change your posture. So if you have bad posture, bad posture is a sign of being unhealthy. I'll say it again. If you have bad posture, I don't care how you feel. If you have bad posture, it's a sign of being unhealthy. Okay? if you have bad posture, it's a sign of being unhealthy. And are you willing to do something about it? That's the bigger question, right? Are you willing to do something about it? Or are you stubborn? Are you making excuses? Are you justifying it? Are you saying, I don't have the money or the time? Listen, guys, if you know someone that says, I don't have the money or time to get healthy, guess what? It costs way more money and time when you get sick. My encouragement is this. Okay, I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to acknowledge you that if you're investing time and money into your health preventatively, not through drugs, not through surgery, but preventatively through food, through chiropractic, through exercise, through detoxing, it's the biggest investment you'll ever make in your life. It's the biggest return on investment. What other better investment is there? Not your 401k, not your house, right? Not the addition, not the car. We know that. The biggest and best investment in your life is your health. Why? Because if you can dictate, right, what little control we have in life, if you can dictate your health of the health of your body in the future, why wouldn't we? Why would we wait? Why would we hold back? That's a rhetorical question, obviously, right? I think we're scared of something different. I think we're fearful of failure. I feel like maybe our current state of health or sickness is our identity. And we're scared of that. We're nervous about that. We don't know how to respond with a new person. We don't know what it would be like if we lost 50 pounds. We don't know what it would be like if I got off 4 medications. We don't know what it would be like if I stopped being anxious and depressed. Think about that. People hold on to these identities, usually subconsciously, not intentionally, and they wear it as part of their DNA, as part of the person that they are. They wear a sickness or a diagnosis or a disease or a symptom as part of who they are. And for me, that breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. I believe that we're fearfully wonderfully made. I believe that you're designed to heal. I believe that you desire to heal and that you were created for an amazing purpose here on this earth. I truly believe that for everybody listening to the show and watching this. And when we get in the way with our mind, right? When we get in the way with our lack of action, usually, right? It absolutely just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. I feel like people listening to the show now who need to do something different with their health, if you're ready to get started, if you're ready to see if we can help you, you just got to call and schedule a new patient appointment. It's that easy to see if we can help you. The discounted rate, you just need to do it. If you have a symptom, if you never dealt with it, it's time to deal with it. So call right now. If you get my voicemail, please leave a voicemail. I will call you right back. The number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned. It's going to be awesome.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I am the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic, and we are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airwaves. You know, today's been an incredible show. I always know because people are calling in, texting in. They are wanting to schedule new patient appointments, and really at the end of the day, they're questioning what they've always believed, what is health and how to get there. You know, there's a lot of things that have been going on lately in our culture, in healthcare, and people are waking up, honestly. I think people are finally sensing that what we've maybe thought about our health for years isn't really accurate. And what we're recognizing is that until we actually take responsibility for our own health and take the ball back, per se, when it comes to the proper choices that we need to make with our health, and we're going to be kind of just going, you know, like a leaf in the wind, right? Like a tree in the wind. We're blowing left and right. We don't know where we're going, why we're doing it. And so I always encourage my patients is that, listen, we have to stand firm on our foundational belief system that our body's designed to heal. It desires to heal. We just got to do the right things to get there. And so we've had a lot of people calling in today, texting in, scheduling new patient appointments. And I wanted to give you guys the opportunity again, if you're wanting to schedule a new patient appointment in our office is located at Manchester, McKnight, and Rock Hill. And our main focus is literally getting your body to heal optimally through the power of chiropractic care and specific lifestyle decisions. Listen, a lot of times people don't know what chiropractic is. They've never experienced it. They don't know if it's for them. Well, listen, it doesn't matter if you believe it's accurate or believe it's needed or a necessity. We have to see what your spine looks like. That's why we x-ray 99% of people that are in our office, because we know the x-ray is going to show us if there's damage in the spine. And we know that if there's damage in the spine, we got to figure out how to fix that damage. And so what I will tell you is that healthy structure leads to healthy function, leads to a healthy body. I'll say it again. Healthy structure leads to healthy function, which leads to a healthy body. Damaged structure leads to dysfunction, which leads to a sick or diseased body. And so I'm here to tell you today that at the end of the day, we know that it's just, it's something that people don't do. They don't look at their own spine. And I think it's time that we start to view our own spine and figure out what it is, how to get there, and how to fix it. That's our main goal. And so chiropractic is for everybody, whether you believe it or not. And so if you're listening to the show now, you're like, man, I need to schedule my new patient appointment. How do I do that? Well, all you simply do is you pick up the phone and call. I know it sounds crazy, but you actually pick up the phone and call. When you call, I will answer the phone. If you do get a voicemail, what you'll do is you leave. If you do get the voicemail, leave a voicemail, and I will call you back, and we will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll also take the $60 payment for the new patient appointment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever, and you can actually see if we can help you and what that looks like going forward. You know, the number to call in right now to take advantage of that is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, over the last month, we did a couple online workshops, and one of the most popular online workshops that we've done up to date is the Metabolism Online Workshop. So if you're listening now and you're like, man, I just want to learn more about how to boost my metabolism, how to increase all the good hormones in my body, and I want to have access to this online workshop. You guys, people are selling workshops like this for thousands of dollars, and this is crazy. I can't believe I even do it. We're actually giving it away for complimentary. Like, that's it. It's for free. All you do is pick up your phone and text in your name and your email address. We need your name and your email address, and we will send you our metabolism workshop online. You can watch it at your leisure. You learn more about what we do. And so the number to text in with your name and your email address to get access to the online metabolism workshop is 314-323-7214. That's 314-323-7214. You know, guys, as we build a culture in our office that is designed on transforming the way we view and manage our health, in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, disease, people are just jumping on the bandwagon of true health and healing, true health and healing. And so we know right now things are being exposed in the medical model. We see the weakness in the medical system. We see pharmaceutical companies that are literally, there's lawsuits left and right against pharmaceutical companies. We saw that even back in July of this last year, there's a $26 billion settlement against the Johnson & Johnson pharmaceutical company. I mean, absolutely insane, all about opioids, right? So we're seeing this in mainstream news, and we're still going there for answers. And I'm here to tell you that we got to wake up, and it's not the pharmaceutical company's fault. It's not your doctor's fault. It's not the nurse's fault. It's not Medicare's fault. It's not Blue Cross Blue Shield's fault. As a culture, we've gone down this path of, I call it the three C's, right? Three C's when it comes to our health. One is that we want everything to be convenient. So we want things to become easy for us on our own time. And we want to have all the time in the world to get healthy. Two is that we want to stay comfortable, meaning we don't want to get uncomfortable. We don't want to do something out of our comfort zone, or we don't want to do something that may cause discomfort, like pain-wise, to us. And then three is we want to be cheap with our health. So the three C's are comfortability, convenience, and cheap. Guys, don't get me wrong. I would love to be healthy and sleep in every day. I would love to be healthy and eat McDonald's every day. Maybe not McDonald's, but pizza would be a good choice for me. I would love to be healthy and not have to be proactive with my health and take time out of my schedule to focus on fasting and juicing and doing smoothies and taking all my supplements and, you know, reading all these things. Like, I would love to not take the time, energy, and money and dump that into my health and still be healthy. But the reality is, it's just that's a fallacy to think that you can do that. You can't do that, right? And so that's human nature. We all want that. We all want to be convenient, cheap, and comfortable with our health. But I will tell you that you don't get the results you need by simply sitting back and doing nothing. It is an active choice to try to gain health and sustain health. You guys, right now I'm writing a book, and you know, it's interesting is you kind of get in your quiet space when you're writing, and you know, I'm writing a couple books right now, and you know, it's you can say these things, you can think these things, you can see it in the culture, but when I start to kind of just compile everything together with the statistics, with what I see in my clinic, what I see in human nature, what I see in our culture, and it just starts to come together, you realize how lost we are. You realize how we're just wearing blinders. And my hope and my prayer with the radio show, with my clinic, with the books that I'm writing right now, my hope and prayer is that it's literally going to infuse into people's hearts, into their homes. And we're going to start to take responsibility. We're going to stand up and say, no, we're not doing that anymore. That's not going to happen anymore. How do we get well? How do we get healthy? And how do we achieve health without drugs or surgery? And how do we maybe, you know what, go back to the foundations and true beliefs that miracle that's in that baby, that newborn baby, that miracle that's in that mom who just got pregnant, that miracle never leaves our body. You know, just this last week, I spoke at a assisted living facility. About 50 people were there, all different ages. So it was actually just, you know, not assisted living. Like, some people needed assisted living, some people didn't. It was more just a retired person's facility, right? And it's sad to see some of them how they aged, and then it's hopeful to see some other people how they age. And it's neat to see that these people are wanting to continue to get better and well at the age of 80, the age of 90. They're pushing the envelope, and you know, when I see that, it gives me hope. But I share with them, I go, hey, candidly, many of you are probably healthier than your teenage grandchild, right? And a lot of them shook their head yes, because now, right now in our culture, the next generation is the current one I'm most concerned about. Teenagers, young adults, kids in the 10 to 13 years old. I'm really concerned about them, because this time is unprecedented when it comes to the level of technology use, the level of sitting, the level of virtual learning, the level of fear, mask wearing, all this crap that I never had to go through. Many of you didn't have to go through. And so I think we got to send up a prayer for the next generation. And so that's why we see kids in our clinic. That's why we see families in our clinic. And if you have a teenager or a grandchild that you know just needs to be healthy, and we got to see if their spine is healthy, we got to prevent scoliosis and sort of stop scoliosis. We have to help with the immune system and breathing patterns and gut health and autoimmune disease and depression and anxiety. Guess what? We see teenagers come in the office with that. That's what they come in with, right? And so if we can help, why not let us? Why wait? The solution isn't drugs. Solution isn't surgery. Solution isn't just avoidance of sickness. The solution is health promotion. It's chasing after healing. And that's what we do in our office. And so if you have a teenager, a young adult, or maybe you have a grandchild that's even younger than that, and you want to see if we can help, call right now and we will get you plugged into our clinic. The number to call for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. This next segment is going to literally blow your mind. And so I really want to make sure you tune in. So hang tight, and we'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Guys, it has been an incredible show. We have people calling in, texting in left and right to schedule new patient appointments. Literally, we've had over 20 appointments scheduled on the show just today. just today in the last 45 minutes. And you know that it's incredible to be able to reach the unreached and help people get to the next level of healing, to really get to the root cause of healing, to ask the right questions at the right times, to really start to think in your heart of hearts and in your mind, what is health and how the heck are we going to achieve it? How the heck are we going to achieve it? And so as I've been talking on the radio show today, as people text in and call in, I've had a lot of people calling in for new patient appointments. As I said, if you're missing out on an opportunity and you know you want to see if we can help you with your health issues, we start with the spine with x-rays and that shows us exactly where there's damage in the spine and how we can help you. So if you have symptoms and you're not dealing with it yet, the first step is by calling in and scheduling a new patient appointment at the discounted rate of $60. It literally covers your entire new patient appointment, all of your x-rays, and that way we can see if we can help you. And so we're located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill. I want you to pick up the phone and call now. If you get a voicemail, I promise I will call you back, but you have to leave a voicemail. The number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Also, if you want to have access to our metabolism workshop that is online, it doesn't cost thousands of dollars. It's absolutely free. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call and text now. I need you to text your name and your email address, and we'll get you the Metabolism Online Workshop. It is incredible. You're going to have access to purchasing supplements. You're going to have access to me explaining everything so you know what it means to have a good metabolism, a healthy, balanced metabolism. Text in right now your name and your email address, and we will get you signed up for the online workshop to receive that. The number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. On this segment, I wanted to share something that's mind-blowing to you because it's awesome when like scripture lays things out when it comes to food. And, you know, one of my good colleagues put together the top 10 healing foods that are talked about in the Bible and that show that there's some healing potential. So I'm going to go through these. So number one is olives and olive oil. Olives and olive oil. When we look at this one, we can see that regular consumption of olives and olive oil contributes to heart health, brain health, skin, and joint health. Vineyards and olive trees, which you did not plant and you eat and are satisfied. Deuteronomy 6, 10 through 11. We got pomegranate. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive oil and honey. Several research studies have shown that pomegranates contain strong anti-inflammatory principles, antioxidant principles, anti-obesity, and even anti-tumor properties, right? So we got olive oil, olives, pomegranate, and we got fermented grapes. Fermented grapes are not just good for wine, but several epidemiological studies have shown that moderate alcohol intake, particularly drinking red wine, may lower the risk of cardiac mortality due to atherosclerosis, right? Now, I'm not saying drink a ton of red wine, but research shows that there are some benefits to that. We have flax or flaxseed, and flaxseed research shows that flax seeds may be able to help fight against cancer, lung disease, and heart disease. I mean, an excellent wife who can find for her worth is far above jewels. She looks for wool and flax and works with her hands in delight. Proverbs 31. And number five is we got sprouted grain bread. Sprouted grain bread. The main reason that Ezekiel bread is healthier than any other breads out there is because the grains. The grains and legumes are soaked and sprouted, which makes them easier to digest. So Ezekiel bread is an actual brand bread you can get from the store. In the Bible, Ezekiel 4:9 says, take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, millet and spelt, put them in a storage jar and use them to make bread for yourself. Goat's milk loaded with calcium, vitamin K2, magnesium, phosphorus, fat-soluble vitamins. Researchers have carried out a comparative study on the properties of cow's milk compared to the properties of goat's milk and have discovered that goat's milk may be even more beneficial, 10x. I mean, it's so much easier to process as cow's milk. And so Proverbs 27, the lambs will be for your clothing and the goats will bring the price of a field. There will be goat's milk enough for your food, for the food of your household and sustain for your maidens. We have lamb. Lamb. Lamb is rich in protein, vitamin B12, vitamin B6, niacin, zinc, and other nutrients. Lamb is arguably one of the healthiest red meats on the planet, believe it or not. In Exodus, it talks about, let me bring it up here. Now you shall eat it, unblemished lamb, in his manner, with your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. We have herbs, specifically coriander and parsley. Bitter herbs, specifically. Coriander is the seed of the powerful antioxidant and natural cleansing agent, such as cilantro. Parsley is another health-promoting herb and a rich source of several crucial vitamins, including vitamin A, vitamin C, and potassium. In Exodus, it says, they shall eat the flesh that same night, roasted with fire, and they shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Pretty interesting there. Vegetables, obviously, we know vegetables are good for you. Of all the food groups, vegetables are the most nutrient dense and safest to eat. And so Daniel says, please test your servant for 10 days and let us be given some vegetables to eat and just water to drink. And honey, number 10, honey. Research also shown that honey contains disease-fighting antioxidant flavonoids. And have you found honey? Eat only what you need, that you not have it in excess. Proverbs 25. We just went through just over 10 different healing foods that have been talked about in Bible and scripture and still hold true to this day, that these are some of the healthiest foods on the planet, some of the healthiest herbs on the planet. And isn't it interesting that whether you're a Christian or not, when things have been, when something has been documented for thousands of years to eat or consume or to not eat to consume, and it still holds true today, that is incredible. Maybe we should wake up and start eating that food, right? And one of the things that I will tell you with what we do in the clinic, and as I speak in the community, and as I write these books right now, is that there's this overwhelming sense of, once you know the truth about health and healing, that you're fearfully wonderfully made, and you apply the principles that we teach, that something that maybe seems so daunting to heal, so daunting to get rid of pain or headaches or blood pressure medication, or to get rid of gut issues, or to prevent heart disease, cancer, diabetes, whatever that is for you, that big stone that isn't going to move is for you, whether it's mentally, or maybe you're extremely overweight, you don't know what to do, whatever that is for you, figuratively or literally, I just want you to know that if we take baby steps in the right direction, day in, day out, when we begin and start to take responsibility and continue to take responsibility day in, day out, that we if we're going to blame things for the good, bad, we got to blame them for the good, right? If we're going to blame ourselves for doing bad things, we better blame ourselves for doing the good things. There's no such thing as perfection. There's only progress. And if there's no growth and or progress, then what's the meaning of life? Listen, if you're not growing, you're dying. We've heard that before, right? So if there's no progression in the right direction, there has to be regression in the wrong direction. And my concern is that if we have more regression in the wrong direction over time, that's what leads to sickness, suffering, disease, despair, hopelessness. But if we have more progress, no matter our age, no matter our genetics, if we have more progress with baby steps in the right direction, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, guess what's going to happen? No matter what our age, we are going to be confident and rooted in the foundational belief that our body is designed to overcome its environment, that we are not a victim but our environment, but we are a victor environment, not the why me negative victim mindset, but why me? I know the truth. Why me? How do I know this truth and everyone else is suffering around me? Why is it me that has the ability to, I look 10 years younger than my actual age? Why me? In a positive way. Not a negative way, a positive way. So if you're listening to the show now and you've had the why me victim mentality, listen, there's no healing in that arena. There's no healing that takes place in the victim mentality. There just isn't. And so when I think about our ability to really to really start to take shape and form and change as I'm writing these books and speaking on the radio and doing podcasts and speaking to the community, it's the principles that I teach are simple. And they're agreed upon, right? They're very simple, but actually doing it, the transformation, the application is the most challenging part. But if you have people in your corner fighting for you as your team, then you're going to continue to win. If you cannot win by yourself in this arena when it comes to health, you have to win with a team. And that's what we do in our clinic. And so if you're listening now and you say, man, I have headaches, I have low back pain, I have acid reflux, I have heartburn, I have depression, I have anxiety, whatever symptoms that you may have that you've never really gotten to the root cause of, just maybe, most likely, I should say, maybe the problem is in your spine that you've overlooked for years, and it's time to change that today. If you walk into our office for a new patient exam, it's $150. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call right now, it's only $60 for an entire new patient appointment and x-rays. And that way we know exactly what's going on and how we can help you. So if you're listening to the show now, my name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. We see people of all ages, from newborns to people in their late 90s. That we are here to help generations heal. We're here to help generations overcome sickness and disease. We're here to help literally genetics change over time within your family tree by applying the principles that we teach in our clinic and by correcting your spine and your nervous system. Guys, it is time to transform, not just today, but the future of your health, and to be proactive, focus on health promotion, not sickness avoidance. Listen, call in right now, schedule a new patient appointment. When you call, I will answer the phone. We will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take a $60 payment over the phone to hold your appointment spot. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Once again, you're listening to Dr. Nick Barnes with Health From Within Family Chiropractic, located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight, and I'm offering you guys a discounted new patient exam to see if we can help you. Call right now. The number to call to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. Guys, I just appreciate you. I want to acknowledge you and we have all these amazing listeners on our show that text in, that call in, that are patients, that get on our online workshops. And I just want to let you know that you are part of the culture that is going to experience true health and healing, drug free, surgery free. And I'm just super excited for you. So thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. Have an amazing week and tune in next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.